I want to speak to Janet Devlin, and I want to have just a conversation generally here about how slim and trim we are, because since Christmas we've been talking a lot on this show about people eating too much and putting on weight before struggling to lose it through the year. But what about those who are at the other end of the scale and people are saying, are you not looking after yourself? You're a bit too thin. Well, late last week, Janet Devlin, the excellent singer, uploaded a video to social media explaining that she had been to the doctor because people on social media had pointed out that she was getting dangerously thin. And Janet's on the line. Morning, Janet.
Good morning.
How are you, Janet? Because you've been busy. You've been looking at a lot of the stuff that's online there and whatever. You've been gigging, coming out with albums. But are you taking too much out of yourself?
Possibly. I mean, I don't stop. Like, I mean, I've come straight back to work now, and it's kind of like the office time where, like, I write and record and things like that. And I feel weird, and I feel like I'm not doing as much as I should be because I'm in writing mode, because like I said, I just did the tour and I just released stuff, which meant non-stop pushing till the end of the year. So it just, yeah, I do push myself too far.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little clip just from this video that you've put up.
Yeah, this is definitely not a video I ever thought I would have to make, but here I am. I don't really know where to start with this, apart from I'll hold my hands up right now and say that in 2016 I did not look after myself as well as I should have. And I am guilty of treating my body like a machine. I'm making this video to clarify a lot of concerns that you guys have had for me regarding my health and more specifically my weight.
And, you know, Janet, to put it bluntly, you're not carrying much weight.
No. Well, actually, since that photo I uploaded went up, because like I don't like concerning people. I don't think that's a good thing to do. Like, I obviously want to be a musician and make music for as long as I can, and running yourself into the ground isn't going to do that. So I just took the excuse at Christmas time there just to, like, eat everything. So I've actually put back on a stone. In a very short period of time, which probably isn't that healthy thing to do. You're supposed to do it like really gradually, but hey ho.
How low had your weight actually gone?
When I went to the doctor, it was 104 pounds.
Well, what's that in stones? What's that in old fashioned money?
7 stone.
Yeah, seven
but
stone.
Like almost on the verge. It's about 6 stone 9, or like between 6 and 7, basically.
And did the doctor advise you to build yourself up, that maybe you were taking too much out of yourself?
He, like, bless my doctor, he is absolutely lovely, and he understands how much I put into my music and things. So he's very understandable in the sense of, like, you know, please just, like, look after yourself, chill out, make sure you eat a lot, like, just up your calories, but make sure you look at, like, I think it's more to do with the fact that when I get stressed, I get really stressed. And I swear being stressed burns calories because, you know, since I started this job, my weight, I've never been overweight. So you just laid it out, like, just look after yourself, get your weight back to normal, check your BMI online, and just keep an eye on it. And also then I got my bloods done and things like that, so I've been, like, taking his advice on the things that were low and all that kind of crack as well.
You can't run yourself down. Any of us can, of course. Now you're at a threshold point, you know, where you've been in the limelight with the reality show, and you've then had your own career in your own guise as Janet Devlin, doing your own thing and insisting on doing it your own way, which sometimes can be a risk. But if it absolutely mushrooms and triggers, you can become massive. How important is it for you that you get that final flourish that you're looking for?
Well, this is what I'm doing this year, really. It's just, like, focusing on my second album, because I've put out a lot of music, but it's been mostly EPs and my first album, because I really wanted to focus on my second record. It's very conceptual, very, very deep, and I'm working on it now. And I don't know, I feel like it will connect with people and people will really like it. But the thing about doing it independent was because I went on a big TV show, I think people sometimes don't take you seriously as an artist or as a songwriter. And I totally understand that because it's hard because it's television and, you know, you just sing. But I went away and obviously made all that music and tried to prove myself, like, I don't have a massive label budget, I don't have this and I don't have that, but I'm going to make all this music. And unfortunately, yeah, I'd go a bit grey in the process, maybe lose a bit too much weight by accident and just things like that. But from pushing myself, because this is the only thing I've ever wanted in my entire life. So this year, I may or may not, you know, try and look into maybe signing a big, like a major deal, but I've never ever looked into it before. I've been offered deals and I've never accepted them. But this year, I feel like I've worked really hard for 5 years to make so much music and put things out there independently and on my own, that I think it's ready actually at this point now to take the next step and actually go with a major and release my second record.
You're not a wee bit too headstrong, are you?
No, I'm actually really laid back. I just have, like, I'm not like one of these artists who's like a bull in a china shop or anything. I'm just here to just make the music that I make, and I don't know. I'm not too mean about the whole thing. I'm quite easy.
And do you spend most of your time in London, or are you in Tyrone quite a bit?
I've lived in London now for 4 years.
And do you get back and forward to Tyrone much?
Oh, about 3 times a year, and one of those trips will probably be work related. So.
And when can we expect to see you then play again? Because you were about not that long ago, but when can we expect to see Janet Devlin's next tour?
Oh God, I don't know. I'm still knackered from the last one, I'm not going to lie. It was absolutely exhausting because I obviously have a very small team and it's very minuscule, so everything is done by us. So I am genuinely still recovering from touring. But maybe like there might be a sporadic date like that might just pop up in the middle of the year. I don't know, it'd be cool. I've never ever gotten like an offer from like any of the festivals in like Belfast or that area, so like maybe like it'd be cool to get one of those. And not have to put on my own show, because that is so much pressure. It'd be cool to be involved in a bigger show than just do my own thing.
Yeah, I'm sure people would buy the tickets to go to see you, and you wouldn't have the hassle of running it yourself. But as I say, you're very much an independent spirit, and fair play to you for doing it, but don't run yourself into the ground, because we don't want to miss out on the talent that you are. I'm going to play one of your tunes in just a second. Janet, listen, stay healthy, and thanks for explaining to us the background to that upload. Thanks a million, girl. Thank you.
Not a bother. Cheers, man.
Cheers, Janet. God bless. Bye-bye. It's important to stay healthy. She's a young talent, she is. Still looking for that breakthrough moment for the real big time. Does she have the talent? Of course she does.